Hello, and welcome to the Gameslave Podcast, number 40. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And here we are again with our views on video games and anime and geek stuff.
For what little we actually have. Although I've watched a lot of anime lately, so I have some of that to talk about. Kind of one of the anime kick.
Oh yeah, I forgot I was watching Chobits.
Well, since we've already started on that, why don't you start with Chobits?
Okay, I'm sure most people probably know what it is, but I'll go ahead and give a rundown on it. It is an animated series, based on a manga of the same title, based from the group called Clamp, which is an actual all-female manga artist team. And Chobits follows, the haphazard Hideki as he acquires a Chobit, which is a Persicom, which is like a personal computer in the shape of a humanoid, or in some cases a teeny tiny humanoid or a little animal critter. And he just finds Chi randomly in the garbage and has to kind of help her relearn everything, figure out what she's here for, and all that sort of fun jazz.
She forgot to mention that they're mostly women.
Yeah, most Persicoms that you see walking around are girls. There are guys. You see,
mostly.
Yeah, they are mostly. Or they're really tiny little ones that are only about, 8 inches tall? That are personal. It would be like the laptop equivalent. And there's even smaller ones which are like the cell phone equivalent. So it's kind of weird. And Hideki knows nothing about technology. He's a country bumpkin who can't get to college. And so he's trying to figure everything out. I've seen other Clamp things like X and Magic Knight Rayer. Chobits was okay. Animation production-wise, really great. Voice acting, at least dubbing, wasn't too bad. I recognized a lot of voices, though, from other things, like Crispin Freeman and the gal who does Belt Dandy, and I forget what her name is, a few other things, but very girly. I feel like the plot was very long and sort of drug out. All the really interesting stuff happened in, like, the last disc. At least you get a lot of bang for your buck. Each disc has, like, 4 episodes on it, for considering how old the series is. That was really good at the time. But yeah, I was really interested in the last disc, and, like, discs 3, 4, 5, I was like, okay. Hideki's trying to teach Chi how to do this, and Chi grates on my nerves after a while, because she always says, Chi! All time. And I know neither one of you guys are going to comment, because I don't think you've seen it.
I've seen half of it. I can tell you that the first disc has some important plot points, and most of everything else I've seen is fan service or annoying stuff like panties, where she's trying to buy panties.
But he's too nervous to go buy it for her because he's a perp. He's a really big perp, too. They stress this a lot. So, yeah. I remember starting to watch a long time ago, and I thought I was a lot more interested in it than what I was when I was going through it again. I still have to watch the epilogue episodes, but maybe worth a rental, but I don't want to buy it.
Unless you have to have everything planned. Well, yeah. Then you already have this in your library, and this was completely pointless.
For those of you who haven't seen it and were maybe thinking about it, because I know there's some people who are starting to get into the older, I know it's not that old, but, you know, more first, second generation animes, you need to pick it up. Worth a look. I think the manga might be better, but I'm not positive. So anyway, we'll move on to you, Assimilator, since you watched something else.
Let's see, I think I spoke about this before, but I was watching I forget the full name, I'll edit this later with that, but it basically is like something Daimel, or basically is the Demon Lord. And it has to do with this guy who wants to be a holy man of his civilization, who wants to change the world for the better. So he goes to this magical academy, and they have basically a sorting hat kind of thing. It's actually this little bird that smokes a cigar that's magical and is in this dome. And he 100% correctly divines your future. And he calls this guy a Daimo, or a Demon Lord. Which freaks everybody out, because the last Demon Lord, 100 years ago, caused a world war and threw everybody into chaos. And slowly this guy But I keep noticing he keeps saying the same things the previous Demon Lord did, such as trying to change the system for the better. Well, that's what the other Demon Lord wanted to do, and things kind of spiraled out of control. Well, in this process, this is a harem anime. Mostly. Only this guy actually seems like he can make up his mind.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, he knows which ones he likes, and then there's girls that like him anyways. So, like, there's the, basically, magic sword woman. She is part of the group of I think it's the Suhara god. And she is opposed to any evil whatsoever, any demons or monsters or so on and so forth. So when they first meet, he's helping her grandma. She freaks out, thinks he's mugging her, and basically beats the crap out of him. Then they apologize. He tells her his name up to the priest. They become friends now that we're friends with the oath they swore, if they one of them ever does bad to each other, it will end in bloodshed and one of them dies. Well, when he gets called a demon lord, she thinks that he made a complete fool out of her and goes to kill him. And he stops her, in this case a wooden sword, I know they're called Boken, thank you. Boken from hitting him. Well, at that point you find out he has no control over his magical abilities, but he has a lot of power. And he actually causes a small explosion in the room. So then he goes to apologize for that. Well, of course, it's night now when he's apologizing. He's on the side of the girl's dormitory, so this gets taken completely wrong, and everybody thinks that the demon lord has claimed his first mistress and is coming for a night visit. So she gets all pissed off about this, starts attacking again. Same thing happens in the middle of the woods, only with an even bigger explosion. And this is the time where we meet the second two members of wonderful little
harem,
a android that is supposed to observe him by order of the government, and this one girl, which ends up being really pivotal to behold to the entire series, that as far as we can tell, she only has two magical abilities. She can turn her body naked, and she can fly. However, she can't turn anything she's wearing invisible, or is it naked?
Yeah, I was gonna say. She shakes herself.
Sorry. And then the two are
activated. A lot of people can do that.
She turns herself invisible, but in order to become truly invisible, she loses all her clothes, hence the naked.
Okay, there
we go. That makes a lot more sense. For a moment there, I was like, what is this anime rated?
It was actually the first half of the episodes were very edgy. So there's a lot of fan service to it. And then in the later episodes, it starts becoming more action, less edgy. But it's only 12 episodes, and once you get to episode 7 or 8, it all of a sudden moves real fast. It's like at first he has no idea how to use his powers, and then all of a sudden he has full control over everything.
It has to be the log. Apparently they're like, well, we're only giving you 12 episodes, so you gotta wrap it up in the next, like, 4 or so. They're like,
oh, shoot.
Yeah.
He has his powers. He doesn't use them. Good job.
He saves the world. Actually, or destroys it.
A mix.
Don't spoil it.
You guys care?
Yeah. Okay. I might actually want to watch this.
So, it's
only 12 episodes.
Yeah. It's an interesting series. The premise was interesting. If you can find it to download, I'd advise it might be worth a look, especially if you don't mind. If you like magical animes, I enjoyed that. The magic effects were really good, and it seemed like really high quality animation. And I guess I could have got a middle of the road anime.
Worth renting and watching without owning?
Yeah, I'd say that's about it. And it's already been licensed for the States, so it will hit. It should hit here eventually. I don't remember who has it licensed, but I know it's been licensed.
Probably ABB or Funimation.
ABB's not around anymore.
ADB's gone too?
ADB is gone. Funimation actually has rescued a bunch of ADB stuff.
I am out of the loop, people!
So essentially Funimation is the only studio dubbing anime
there's
in the
Funimation,
US.
Funimation, there's Aniplex. I've seen a few of their stuff. I can't tell you what it is right now. There's still a few of them, but like, ADB's gone.
Genon's
gone.
America's gone.
Captain America's gone, yeah. So, yeah, it's not a bad show overall. And then, just on a side note, all you Bleach fans that love getting your anime from Date Bio, not anymore. Crunchyroll has officially announced that they are going to be streaming it when it's released for paid users, and not free users can watch it 2 weeks after it was released in Japan. And Date Bio said when they started doing that, he would stop subbing it and releasing it. So now you have to wait. Date Bio is a fan sub.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then for that, none of us have played any real brand new games. However, we have been kind of on an old, on a nostalgia kick.
Oh, Zelda Quinn's played a new-ish game.
Yeah, I did play a new-ish game. It came out sometime last year, so it's like Battle.
Not too bad. Go!
Oh, yeah, because this is the Gamefly account. Yay! Actually, renting new games. Yay! CNCI, the resident RPer sort of person. RPGs. I got Rune Factory Frontier for the Wii, which is sort of like a continuation of Rune Factory for the DS, because there's a lot of the same characters and everything in it, and sort of the almost the exact same premise. Same verse, the second verse, same as the first, you're just in a different town. So your guy still doesn't know who he is, and a lot of the characters from the first village follow you to the other village where you still don't know who you are. And Mist has come here, and so she gives you another farm. She's going to be living next door to you again. And you still battle through different areas and such, but it does have some newer features. I am writing an article up on it. You can actually see how much water is left in your watering can. There's a lot more control over how you set up your tools and stuff to use in the game. So there's some customization, which is nice. There's so much more room, and your rucksack is insane in this version. The 3D environment's really nice for a Wii game. It really fits for the environment, and there's some nice voiceover, and there's still a lot of the acting. The opening song sequence is really weird. It's really, like, funky jazz. Scat sort of song opening.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide whether it was an improvement over the DS Harvest Moon opening or not.
With the fly down to me or whatever they're saying, and then they go back into, I can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, if you don't have the DS version, because you don't have a DS, so you don't want to try the DS version, but kind of want, you know, so you can see easier, I do recommend getting Frontier. It still has, you know, a very sizable plot. You can start growing crops right away. I think I'm still in spring. You just explore. This game really doesn't give you a lot of direction. So, I will say, like in all other RPGs, go and talk to everyone all the time and stuff will happen. If you want to get the axe, you have to go and bug this woman 50 bazillion times and then she will give you the axe. The other Harvest Moons usually just start off, or Rune Factory, you just start with everything. So you don't have to go looking for it. They're just like, here! Here's your starting equipment. You have your hoe, your watering can, your sickle, your axe, and your hammer. And then the fishing rod was usually something you found in the brush. Pet glove, and yeah. So I've been having fun. In fact, I played a lot of it the other day, probably more than I should have. So I was running around trying to find things. So I do recommend it, because I'm trying to get my hands on Rune Factory 2, because I have heard that Rune Factory 3 is coming out. Too many to keep up sometimes, I swear. So many games, so little time. But yeah, that was my new game experience. Other than playing more Plants vs. Zombies, but we won't get into that. I already have like 150 some hours long, so yeah.
Impressive.
Play too much of it. But I have to start all over.
It's lost your save file.
Yes. Computer. With the computer.
I walked out
to it. Ooh. So who wants to go next?
I found the name of that anime I was talking about. Ichiban Yushiro no Daimo.
Ichiban Yushiro no Daimo.
That's why I couldn't remember the name of it.
It's a Japanese.
It's a Japanese name, and I'm still learning on remembering Japanese, and I'm lucky to remember stuff in English. So let's see.
Anyway, my gaming has been limited to,
that's less Beatles Rock Band.
Mostly, yeah. And a little bit of, Civ 4. Zelda Queen and I just bought Civ 4 last Christmas when it was on sale at Steam. We got the complete pack, and I've just been playing vanilla. I should probably load up one of the expansions at some point to see what's different.
Yeah, because I was probably saying, but the other one has, like, Vikings and Celts and some other crazy guys.
Yeah,
I wonder if that one's Beyond the Sword. I don't know. I haven't been playing vanilla Civ 4 too. Which afterwards made me feel so sad, because recently they've been reselling Civ 4 for like $5 on Steam, $5 to $10 for the complete package, or you get it for dirt cheap like that. I think if you pre-order Civ 5, which is supposed to be out later this year, which I actually might buy it when it comes out and waste zillions of hours.
I'm slowly moving myself into hard drums on Rock Band.
Just wait till Rock Band 3 comes out and it'll probably teach you how to play the piano too.
And if you know how to play a piano, I mean, I know where the notes are.
Yeah, you did your piano lessons.
For like 6 months. I guess I know where the notes are, I don't play piano.
How about we just start giving people real instruments and just, you know, have like a hookup and then everybody learns?
Actually, there is a real guitar, a Rock Band guitar you can buy. That's a real guitar that will work with the game. Strings and everything.
Does it do chords then? Does it actually properly play like a guitar?
It's supposed to. It's a real guitar that'll basically just allow you to interface with Rock Band.
I'm trying to figure out how that works for, you know, getting the points such in the game, basically. Now, I was saying we need, you know, indie Rock Band. It comes to, you know, like a mandolin and a theremin.
And accordion.
Wait till Rock Band, what would that be, 4? 5? They'll get there eventually, because it seems like they add a new instrument every time.
New instrument, new genre. Let's go to polka. Need some tubas. No sad faces. No sad faces.
Anywho, so, the only game I've really played recently, well, I've actually played two games that I think about it. I've played an older game, Psychonauts. I got it on Steam over the holiday sale as well and just finally started playing it. Mainly because now I have my 360 controller hooked up so I don't have to play with the mouse keyboard. But I don't know, games that are made for consoles work better to play with a console controller.
Makes sense.
So, it's actually kind of a fun game. I'm probably about a quarter of the way through it, if I'm going to estimate based on the powers that I've gathered so far. And I was, fighting the, where I left off, I was fighting the giant fish thing, and then I went into his head and became, Gogglezilla, or something like that. What was it, Gogglezra? Basically, they called you a monster based on your goggles and the fact that you're, like, the size of Godzilla in this little, in this guy's head in this town.
I've heard Psychonauts is a great game, and it did not get the credit it deserved.
I'll agree, so far from what I've played, the writing is actually pretty entertaining. I mean, the fact that they're not really limited in their level design to one thing, because you're going into people's minds during the majority of it, it left them open to so many different options for level design. It's actually rather interesting. And then, so yeah, that's been a lot of fun, and then I've also been playing Super Mario Galaxy 2, which, if you ever played the original Super Mario Galaxy, it was done a lot in the same vein as Super Mario Bros. 64. Go to an area, it has a level, and it has like 6 stars approximately you can get for that area. Well, Super Mario Galaxy 2 departed from that and went to the new Super Mario Bros. / Super Mario Bros. 3 kind of design, where each area has 1 star, maybe 2 if they have a secret star. But you navigate to different sections on a
spaceship.
Yeah, on your spaceship, but it's basically a, I guess, galaxy map? Is technically what you would call it, because the world map doesn't seem to really fit well because you're going between the different worlds in the galaxy.
Yeah, galaxy map works. Well, that's good, so you can do different paths to get there. Brothers 3?
Yeah, they'll have branching paths and different stuff. And there's also And then the grand stars that you get from the end levels are basically what gives you enough power to traverse to the next big galaxy. And surprise, surprise, Bowser kidnapped Peach.
Again.
I know, you're all surprised. Didn't see that one coming, did ya?
I'm still trying to figure out why they play golf together.
Why did they do golf? Why did they do Mario Kart? Why did they do Mario Party? Apparently we're all friends at these games, but then afterwards, Bowser has to kidnap Peach again. They can't be friends. Or maybe they just get too friendly during these games. And then when Peach says, you know, no, I'm not really that into you, he just, you know...
He doesn't know how to take rejection well.
And so he just kidnaps her. We can't think much into this. The plots of Mario aren't, you know, much. They're just Bowser kidnaps Peach. Mario goes on an adventure. Mario wouldn't go on an adventure if Bowser doesn't kidnap Peach.
Okay, here's what it is. It's all a scam so they can actually keep their jobs. I mean, who needs a savior of a Mushroom Kingdom if it doesn't need a savior? And who, what does, it's like, what's Bowser gonna do all day? Just sit around in his, you know, gigantic castle, controlling his hordes of minions? No, he needs something to do in his off time. So he kidnaps the princess, gets some coins, cause where the heck is all these coins coming from that the world is littered with in the first place, that the minions are holding when they get stomped by Mario? It's all just a big scam run between Mario, Peach, and Bowser.
It's to keep the economy of the Mushroom and Bowser's kingdoms running.
Exactly.
Okay, we're thinking way too much into this.
We're thinking outside the box.
Coin box.
Okay, so, on random video game stuff, I just thought this was freaking hilarious when I found this out from one of my coworkers the other day. I have a coworker, we joke that, you know, he's older than dirt, Jesus owes him 5 cents still, and when he finally collects that interest, he's going to be set for life. But he had the great idea of climbing his back fence to get into his house because he had locked himself out. So he was going to climb the back fence, break out the window with this umbrella stand he had, and get in the house and just pay to fix the window later. Well, apparently his back door is really strong, so he wasn't able to do that. So he goes to climb back out of there, and he found out that the fence, while able to hold his weight on the way there, was not able to hold his weight on the way back. Broke, and long story short, he had 2 major fractures in his arm. Surgery later, he can't use his mouse hand, and he's a wow addict. And I know we've used the term wow addict before, so let me give you a little demonstration on this. A, he was one of the several million people that bought the $25 flying horse. B, when the 2-person rocket mount came out for recruiting a new person,
did he go and buy a game himself so he could get it?
He bought his girlfriend a second account, so now they're both 2 boxers. Paid for 3 months of service, well, technically 2 months of service, but he'd get 1 month free in order to get this rocket mount so he could have his Deadline and Pally travel around together and fly.
Oh, he double boxes it.
He's a 2 boxer. He has a Paladin and a Death Knight. So, of course he can't play WoW. He can't play WoW really easily. I mean, he can't use the mouse because the hand's in a brace and he just had surgery, so it's useless. So he's stuck with the keyboard hand. And then he realizes he has one of those, I think they're G15s, the Logitech kind of gamepad that has a little thumb, a little hat thing on it. So he put that on the ground and he uses his foot to touch the hat thing in order to move his character around. And now that he has found that this works really well for him, he's considering, once his arm is fixed, to keep this going so he can move the character with his foot, use the keyboard hand for macros, and aim with the mouse.
For people who are developing gaming paraphernalia, you should listen to this. Maybe you should start making it so you control your character with your you know, player's feet. And then everything else is done with the hands. Why not? How about we just make people run around at this point in time? It's like all the games are going virtual movement. Let's just make WoW go virtual movement.
The only problem with that
is you have to swing a lot with your arm and you're gonna get tired after a while.
Well, actually, the only thing I really, the biggest problem besides, you know, the whole, where gamers are not really that good at shape anyways at times, except for maybe Proteus here, who's an engineer and actually had to do construction work right after he got back to the States.
I turn around concrete to test it.
Okay, this is actually my biggest qualm with Kinect right now. I'm wondering, okay, how are they going to create this, basically, where you're the controller thing, and have maybe these games where you're actually looking around and exploring? How do you walk around when, if you move too far forward, you're in the TV or you're out of view of the Kinect device? How are the characters actually going to move if everything that you do is based on your movement? Or is it going to be some sort of hand signal, and that kind of takes you out of the experience anyways, because then you can't really use your hands to do anything, because the signals actually represent other stuff.
Well, maybe if you just, the signals just, you know, like, moving your arms like you're walking.
It just, yeah. But then how do you shoot it, how do you move and shoot?
Okay, for those of you that can't see what's going on, this is
funny. Anyway, that's everyone that can't see.
Well, you might, be psychic and can catch the psychic remnant and the psychic waves of what you were doing.
Right, but basically, wave, you know, walk, Hadouken! Or walk, gun.
Yep. So, I'm curious how they're going to pull that off. At least with the Wii, you have the nunchuck, and with the PS3, you have the NAV. Not the nunchuck, but NAV.
I guess nav is a cute way of saying navigation.
Navigator. So...
it's already bad enough to say, where's the nunchuck? Now I gotta say, where the frick did you put the nav? And people who don't play games are gonna say, what the frick are you talking about?
Well, as it is, I can see this
way. I still just say,
controller. Well, see, then you have two parts of the controller.
Yeah, the controller keeps getting more complicated.
And then as it is... okay, I'm also curious. Now, reportedly, the Kinect's gonna run about 150. So, that's a hefty investment, but you only need to buy one, technically. One Kinect, one controller, four people, in theory. It could work real well. But then, so you got the Sony Move, which is overall gonna be cheaper at the beginning. You have to have the camera, some people might already have that, so then all you need is a controller.
Is that like the Eye of Judgment camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Which, by the way, isn't being supported anymore. So, you Eye of Judgment players, the servers are getting shut down. You gotta play face-to-face now.
You can't even hardly find the cards. I know Irish Pride has had troubles finding cards.
The contract with the cards is actually up now.
Okay, that's... so, yeah, okay.
If you can still get your fix on with the PSP version of it, where everything's digital, but the actual thing that actually launched the new iToy thing in the first place is basically done. That's the downside of server-based games. Go to everything being based back on the console, please. I'm tired of everything being on a damn server. I am. I'm tired of every single game I play being based on some server. So when the server's done, I'm screwed. That's the downside. That's also going to be the downside of,
PC gaming for life, yo.
High five.
Yeah. Make your own server.
Except all of that's going DRM and you have to talk to somebody else's server. And unless they release the DRM code so they go out of business, you're screwed once their server is shut down and you can't play your game anyways because you can't get past the DRM.
I'm just going to go play Counter Strike now.
Which, my game. If the Steam servers are down, you can't necessarily get into that because you can't log into your Steam account and they could get past the DRM for Steam.
Well, can I play really old school Counter Strike on a go
out if you Steam? Still have the disc.
Be right back. I'm gonna go ring Eli's house. I'm sure his is still around somewhere.
Probably.
Unless he lost it.
Irish Pride has his still somewhere. Which he doesn't really play.
Has lost it somewhere. That's just a matter of how lost it is.
It's in the basement!
No, Eli.
He's probably moved a few times since then.
I was referring to my bro. He probably still has his. It's just somewhere. In the basement.
But so back to what I was originally talking about, the PS Move, it's cheaper to start with, but then you have to buy four of them if you have four people playing. So that could potentially actually be a larger investment, depending on how much each controller is. If each controller ends up being like $50, even with the NAV, you're looking at a $200 investment, plus the camera if you don't have that yet.
Wii! How about we just make the Wii? You know, that's what it is.
It is.
The paraphernalia is to make all the other systems into a Wii. Which was supposed to be the inferior.
It doesn't have the graphical capabilities, but one thing Nintendo did right was apparently they invented the motion control for new console games, which is apparently what nobody knew they wanted, even though there's still a bunch of gimmicky games.
Yeah, like Coldstone Creamery, the game.
Don't forget Food Network, the game.
There's some really bad Wii games.
Does anybody remember what caused the video game crash in the first place before the NES came out?
Like the secret hidden cache of, you know, E.T. games and Atari supposedly hid in the desert? Yeah.
Well, like, dog food companies.
I thought they, like, blew them up or something.
Dog food companies were making video games. Dog food company.
Yeah, most companies can't do that now. It's too expensive to make a really, you know, blockbuster hit game. It costs millions upon millions of dollars. And even the indie guys, some of them, it takes, you know, quite a sizable chunk of change for them to do something, too.
Actually, that's a lot easier now for them with the advent of the Apple App Store and the Android Marketplace. You start up a game, to do a second game and, you know, charge a couple bucks, or maybe just charge a couple bucks for the first game and have a demo version. I am very much a proponent of demo versions of games.
I do like test driving some stuff, because I test drive Plants vs. Zombies, and that's why I have 150 hours in the actual game. I have to start over, and it doesn't bug me too much because I lost all my plants. I get all my plants back, and all my power-ups. But I'll do it. I'm going to log 300 hours.
Thumbs up.
I don't waste hours upon hours in WoW anymore. Plants vs. Zombies takes it all.
Just basically finished that epic raid on the Michael Jackson zombie.
He raids on me!
Not if you ghost mushroom, or, you know, hypno mushroom you.
Then he raids on the other side for me, because then he brings up more dancer zombies that are under his control, but are from my side. It's awesome.
Dude, so did the hypno mushroom, when do the hypno mushrooms wear off? Does his dancer zombies come back at you?
They don't wear off.
Run until he gets off screen, basically.
Yeah, it either lasts...
Or dies.
If he dies, that's it. And it lasts until he gets to the other side of the screen. Which is really good to use it on the football zombies. Because they're so tough. They can take out a lot of other zombies until they get, you know, gang-banged by like 5 of them, and then it goes down pretty fast.
I bet you that brings it back his memories of his actual one.
Playing football? It's getting tackled! So there's other zombies and they're eating him.
Well, I know. How about you guys?
Yeah. We start looking at some more stuff. I was just thinking, is it next week? Yeah, it's next week, isn't it? What day is the 16th?
In 6 days.
Yeah. So
I know it's
Friday.
Friday. I think that, isn't that when StarCraft comes out?
No, StarCraft is out at the end of this week. Or the 28th or something.
It got pushed back there. I thought it was July 16th.
No, it's the 28th. And I know I got my copy pre-ordered. So I'll be at, actually, I won't be at the midnight opening because I enjoy my sleep and I have work at 5 a.m. But this also means I take lunch somewhere between 9:30 and 10, so I'll just go to GameStop right when they open and pick up my copy of it.
I am not pre-ordered, but I'm likely to just get it through Amazon because I am so lazy.
Well, I wanted the, I may not play WoW now, but I plan on going back. And I kind of want the little Thor pet you get in WoW for having it pre-ordered. You get the Jim Raynor USB dog tag, which has the original, which has the first two versions of StarCraft on it. Soundtrack, I think.
Doesn't that sound so sad that you can put a whole game on the side of a dog tag?
Not just the whole game. The whole original game and the expansion is on the USB stick.
They're only on like one CD-ROM each, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, but imagine how much data that was in the day.
Oh god, I remember installing Carmen Sandiego in like 1998, and it came on 10 diskettes.
I remember installing them. I think it was Windows 95 on the disk one time. No, it wasn't 95, it was 3.1. I remember installing Office on like 16 floppies.
I don't have these stories. We didn't get a computer until, I was in middle school.
When I started playing computer games, monitor had like 4 colors.
I dispatched the 8-bit stuff.
I remember the first CD-ROM I ever saw, the CD actually went into a cartridge that you then put into the computer.
I remember zip drives.
I remember the original Wing Commander. And cats. Also, everyone was named after characters from Top Gun. There was Maverick and Maniac and Iceman. I don't think there was Goose, though.
Oh, it's hard. You have Maverick, Maniac, and Iceman, and then there's Goose. Would you want to be Goose?
No.
Not really.
In all the later games, Maverick was voiced by Mark Hamill. And Maniac was voiced by, what's his face that plays Biff in,
Back to the Future. I can't remember. For those of you who don't know, Mark Hamill actually does a ton of voiceover work.
One of his most popular is probably the Joker from the Batman animated series and Batman Arkham Asylum. By the way, which he is reprising his role for the Joker in the second Batman Arkham Asylum. And while he won't say that the game's about to be bad, he said, well, he has faith in it being really good, and it's going to be the last time Mark Hamill will ever voice the Joker, because he wants to go out on a high note as the Joker. And originally, it took a lot of convincing to get him to do Arkham Asylum 2, because Arkham Asylum was actually a really good game. And it was like, go out as the Joker on a high note. So they've reassured him that it's going to be a really good game, and it's going to be the last time we'll ever hear Mark Hamill as the Joker.
In no narrow. Boy, I thought we said we didn't have anything left. Meh!
Anyway, you can send your comments, questions, or concerns to us at mail@thegameslug.com. As always, we have our website there, a bit redesigned, so you should check it out.
Yeah, comment! Seriously, somebody needs to comment. We didn't give no swag away.
I didn't see a single comment. You people are slackers. You can't even comment for free stuff. All you needed to put was two words maybe on there. The show needs improvement. Give us an idea. Something, people. But no, you're all too lazy.
Anyways, we'll see you again in a fortnight. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
You guys haven't been doing this like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, we had some downtime during Christmas. And we had a lot of downtime during thesis. A little thesis and vacation and getting back home.